Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has as yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that involved walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear is that of Claire Coleman, walking artist from the UK.
Hi, this is Claire Coleman. I'm an artist and an academic, and I'm calling from London, England. My vision for walking in 2040 is a slightly utopian vision, one that I would like to see rather than one that I think we are definitely on the path towards. But I'm choosing at this moment, right at the start of January 2021, when the COVID-19 pandemic in the UK is hurtling out of control again, to imagine positively and to try to think hopefully around a future. So the work that I have been doing recently relating to walking is as part of my art practice, as part of creative practice. I have a couple of long-term ongoing projects that use walking centrally within them. One is called Perambulator. It's a walking project with prams. It was created in response to my experience as a parent, and the impact on my mobility of having children and walking with children. My kids are a little bit older now. We're not quite so dependent on the pram, though we still have one and use it regularly. And the work that I'm doing on it right at the moment is very much thinking with my family. So thinking when it's quite hard to work in person, as an artist who tends to work live with people. They're the people who I'm allowed to work with right now, so it's taken on quite a sort of personal family related stage. And the thinking and the working I'm doing is very much about the pram as a tool, as a kind of mediator of mobility, and thinking very much about how it relates to my body and the body of my youngest child who's still in it, as a way of facilitating our mobility, of speeding us up sometimes, but also of slowing us down, as a way to increase our flow through space, but also sometimes as an impediment, making some quite creative, aesthetic, short performances that act and reenact moments of that awkwardness of moving through city space, because we live in the city, with the pram. The other project that I'm working on currently is called East End Jam. It's an urban foraging project that celebrates the unexpected fruitfulness of the city. And that's very much about helping people to notice things that are in their neighbourhood already. So learning to recognise edible plants, fruits, berries, and get the courage up to pick them, eat them, preserve them, share them, and share that knowledge. So both walking artworks are very much city-based at the moment, and I guess they feed into my kind of utopian vision or desires for walking in 2040, which would be a kind of huge improvement in inclusiveness. So thinking about the space that's needed for walking, reimagining the prioritisation of pedestrians, rethinking the accessibility of walking routes, not just in cities, also rurally as well, and suburban routes too. So thinking about how the huge shift to local living that the pandemic has forced recently, and trying to use that as a springboard to imagine genuinely walkable places and neighbourhoods that feel not just physically accessible, but also are safe and inclusive in their design and development. I guess that vision also includes a kind of radical hope for everyone to have enough time within their life to consider walking in a creative, playful, leisurely way. So that might include an imagining of a world in which there's a fairer structure of leisure time, that more people have access to space and time for playful walking, for wandering, for walking as a slow commuting, and that might include a reduced pressure on work or working time, or the need to overwork in order to survive.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists, and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.